This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get connected with WFAN to talk about your favorite teams. The Fan on the Odyssey iHeart and TuneIn apps. It's KM to AM on WFAN.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Here I'm freshly back from Yankee Stadium. And I'm not even mad. Yeah, I am mad. But I'm tired of being mad. It's a long week. It's Friday. We're going to talk about everything, but I just can't go into the negative vibe. 888-808-1019. Hit the line one time. I want to talk to you. I'm going to lay out. I mean, you guys have heard me talk about these New York Yankees all week, all month. You heard of the June boon swoon? Well, in July, you cry. Ah, man. That one was fun until it wasn't. And those South Jersey, Pennsylvania, South Jersey, dirty Philly fans in our building chanting Eagles. I'm not going to spell it out. If you were in there, you knew what time it was. Where do we begin? Let's go back. Today, the Yankees made a trade for Ryan McMahon. And you know what I always say? The greatest rivalry in baseball is Yankee fans versus other Yankee fans. We'll never agree on anything. We hate each other. We fight each other. And I don't know. I would hope that it's more like a 65, a 70, 30 split. 70% of the fan base that says, yeah, good move, good move. Because you don't know the guys that they gave up. 70% of the fan base is not familiar with the two arms that they gave up. And this is a huge hole filled. And this is a guy whose name we've been talking about for a couple years now. And this is an upgrade over what we have at third base. And it's not a rental. Well, what happened there? And I don't know, man. I just the Colorado pipeline continues from DJ LeMahieu to guys like Michael Tauchman to, I don't know, Adam Ottavino, Holiday. You know, there's been a bunch of different guys from Colorado that have come here and had some success. So when I saw the trade today, I said, oh, what's this? Okay, what did we give up? When we gave up two guys that were not top 10 prospects, not household names, not guys that Yankee fans are really familiar with, I'm like, okay, you got to give to get. And it made me think about this. What is the number one priority right now at this trade deadline, which is not today, not tomorrow, like we still got some time. I would say the number one priority was loud as hell tonight. If you watch that game on Apple TV, if you listen to that game right here on The Fan, if you went to the game, it was loud what the Yankees need. Third base is cool. Ryan McMahon, come on down. He's going to be a plus defender. You can call me up and tell me about his road splits. You can call me up and tell me about it. I don't care about that. This is not Coors Field. This is not like playing for the Rockies. Imagine you playing for the Rockies and you got to go face the Dodgers and the Padres and the Giants. The Giants right now are down 3-1 to the Mets in the bottom of the third. Rafael Devers at the plate. I think Juan Soto had a ground out to drive a run in. Pete Alonso had a sac fly to drive a run in. And then Juan Soto had a double to drive the third run in. And I think it was a double by Devers in the first. After a single and, you know, that first run scored. So it's 3-1. We'll keep an eye on the Mets out in San Francisco. It's cold out there, and it's exactly the opposite of what it felt like in the Bronx tonight. So, yeah, Ryan McMahon, we'll talk about. Call me up and tell me why you hate him. Call me up and tell me why you love him. I think you got to give the guy a chance to fail, right? I think you got to give the guy an opportunity to come here and see what version of himself we get. Don't tell me about the $16 million or what he's owed. Like, you gotta invest some money into the team, and the Yankees have money, and it's not like this is going to stop them from doing anything if they're serious about winning. And I think they are serious about winning, right? I would hope so. I would hope so. With this deadline, tonight it was loud that, okay, you don't give up your top guys. Even all the rumors about, oh, Spencer Jones, right? Are they going to trade Spencer Jones? I don't think so. And Spencer Jones was pulled from the lineup with the Rail Riders today. And Jack Curry made sure everybody knew, like, hey, it's because of back spasms, and it's not because of any trade potential. So Spencer Jones, I think, is off limits. George Lombard Jr., we'll see. But where I'm going here is that you didn't give up top prospects to get Ryan McMahon. You would have probably had to give up top prospects to get Eugenio Suarez. And I'm fine with that. They have filled the third base hole. He'll make his debut tomorrow. And now Cashman gets to continue to wheel and deal and try and get us some bullpen help. 888-808-1019. That's clearly the need. 10 runs given up by the Yankees bullpen. You know, when I say it was fun while it lasted, or it was fun in the beginning, like, it's Friday night. It's Anthony Volpe bobblehead night. Shout out to Volpe homering. He had a ton of his family members out there. I'm glad that they got to see that. The Yankees, I knew early in this game, obviously Belly scores or Belly homers, and the Yankees score first, and then Wells follows up. And I kept saying to myself, two is not enough. Two is not enough. Because you know who you're facing. The fighting Phils of Philadelphia. They've got a hell of a lineup. They've got guys that played in the World Series a couple years ago and lost. They've got a team that's fighting for first place, a team with guys that put bat to ball, can hit home runs, can put pressure on you. Kyle Schwarber is a demon. What an absolute beast that guy is. He's on a tear right now from winning the All-Star game. He has not slowed down. And yeah, I knew once Will Warren came out of the game and he had a little bit of trouble, you know, his pitch count got up there, but the will to Warren, like, I'm not mad at Will Warren at all tonight. Will Warren is a whole rookie, bro. I think Will Warren made either his first start or one of his first starts last year around the trade deadline down in Citizens Bank Park against the Philadelphia Phillies. And, you know, tonight he goes out there. He only gives up two runs. His pitch count's, it's up at 89 at second inning. And, you know, he got in a little bit of trouble. But when he left, I felt fine. You know, when he left, I'm like, all right, you know, the Yankees, they had multiple leads in this game. The Bronx Bombers were back. all we do is hit home runs if we're gonna score, right? That's how they were doing it in Toronto. It carried over to Yankee Stadium today. But solo shots, it's not enough. Solo shots aren't beating anybody. Three-run homers win ball games. And man, did the Philadelphia Phillies open up a can? I was out of there. I didn't see the ninth inning. I didn't see too much of the end of that game. I listened to it. But basically where we're at, folks, is, you know, you go to the bullpen, and these guys are cooked, man. They're overused. Tim Hill is the most used arm in the bullpen. He you know, he's out there multiple times a week, and I can't even be mad at him. Luke Weaver, he actually, like, he got better. Like, he came back soon, too soon, in my opinion. He struggled, and he kind of just righted the ship a little bit, but then he gets got tonight. Folks are going to make a lot about Paul Goldschmidt and him trying to throw out Trey Turner at the plate. Trey Turner is one of the faster guys. Everybody knows that. I mean, you can be upset with him not, I don't know, holding that ball, putting it in his pocket or whatever, but he wasn't getting Trey Turner. And I know Boone defended him. I'll play the audio from Boone. If you listen to the postgame, you just heard it, but I see people going crazy about it on Twitter. What are you expecting at this point? What are you expecting at this point? I don't know what to tell you guys, man. That's a disappointing one because they rallied back. That's a disappointing one because you know you need bullpen repair. You know you need bullpen help ASAP. And, yeah, it just did not work out the way that we had hoped. And, you know, you tip your cap to Philadelphia. The Phillies are a good team, man. They have a lot of guys that can hit, not just at the top of that lineup, which obviously Trey Turner with four hits tonight, Schwarber with three. And like he hits the ball hard, man. Homer in the fifth, homer in the eighth. And they put pressure on you. You get in a little bit of trouble. You know, guys get on you, get in a little bit of trouble. And that's the other thing, too, with the Yankees and all the talk about the defense and them making a move today to bring someone in to shore up the defense. It's almost like you're expecting it to happen. You're expecting them to throw the ball around. I'm hoping not, but when they do, I'm in the stadium. I'm talking to people. I can hear people, oh, here we go again. And I'm like, well, you know, Paul Goldschmidt, put the ball in your pocket. It doesn't matter, man. It is what it is. Like I said, Turner is fast. He's not getting Turner. And then, you know, Real Muto homers and the Philly fans are in there chanting Eagles, spelling it out, and they're getting louder. But then, you know, Jordan Romano sucks. Former Blue Jay. He struggles in Yankee Stadium. You know, he gave us some hope. He gave us some life. You know, and Volpe with that homer pulling the ball and it just getting over the fence, it was like, all right, we're in this one. And, you know, the people were in there believing. Some people were in there believing, hey, we're going to battle back. You know, even Boone going to Ben Rice and taking Peraza out of the game. I'm like, all right, let's go. Let's go. You know, he pinch hits for Peraza. He gets on and he ends up, you know, coming in off the Judge sack fly. But, yeah, you guys know what happened after that. Not enough. When you look at the bullpen and from Hill to Weaver to Hamilton, they each give up two runs, and then Scott Efros, four. And, yeah, Scott Efros cleaning up his locker. Yorbit Vivas cleaning up his locker. And the Yankees now have to come out and win the next two games to win this series. And you know what? The Met fans that were in the building tonight, you should have been screaming, let's go, Yankees. You should have been cheering a little bit harder. Yeah, I put it on the Met fan. You don't want to root for the Yankees? Tonight was a night where we needed your energy in there. I don't know, man. I'm not going to let this one get me down. It sucks because, like I said, they opened up a can of whoop-ass late. Like, when people look at the box score that didn't watch the game, people that weren't there, they're going to say, oh, wow, the Yankees got smoked. But no, the Yankees had two leads. The Yankees rallied back. I mean, the Yankees were up, what, 2-0? The Yankees were up, you know, 3. Stanton homered, Volpe homered, Wells homered, Belly homered. Judge had a little bit of a rough go. But did have the sack fly, and you're just looking for answers. You're looking for bullpen help, ASAP, and that's where we're at, folks. Ryan McMahon, come on down. I'll give you an opportunity to be this version of yourself with the Yankees that we hope you can be. I mean, my hopes are that he's better than what we've had, and I think he will be. I'm not mad at that trade at all. I'm happy with that trade, but I think there's more. That trade looks better when they add some high leverage relievers. We need another lefty out of the pen. We need somebody with swing and miss stuff. We need somebody that's just got a low ERA. Like, I don't know what they have to give up to go get it. But I think now with this game tonight, after you make your first move and your bullpen gives up 10 runs, it is screaming. It is so loud that you need to revamp this bullpen. If there's anything you do, it's to revamp this bullpen. But I mean, you need starting pitching help too. Will Warren is a rookie. He battled the will to Warren. You know, he gave up the two-run bomb, but whatever, the Yankees were still in it. I'm not mad at Will Warren. I was honestly fearful for Will Warren because he struggled against National League teams with good lineups. But then you got Stroman on the mound tomorrow, and Stroman has been a pleasant surprise here coming back from the IL. But when you think about Will Warren's stuff, how hard he throws, the fastball, what he has, you know, And then you think about Marcus Stroman and what he has in his arsenal is completely different. Let's see, you know, quick turnaround here, day game tomorrow. Let's see what Marcus Stroman brings and what this lineup does against him. And then you've got Rodon going on Sunday. Just let's not get swept. I felt like tonight was the one that they needed. I felt like they needed this one tonight. I felt like they were in it and they potentially were going to rally back and have it. But now you've got Stroman tomorrow against Ranger Suarez, and then you've got Zach Wheeler on Sunday against Carlos Rodon. And I mean, if they get swept in Yankee Stadium by the Phillies, it is going to get really loud. And now we're going to start to bring in the fans that are going to get really loud on the fan. Some may not be in a laughing mood like I am. Some may not be in a, you know, mood to just say, hey, you know, it's going to be all right. We'll get some bullpen help and we'll push forward. Let's take a break here. I'm going to get some water. I'm going to look for some stats from like Katie Sharp and some of the reporters. I'm sure that, you know, it always kind of tells the story post game when you see what the Yankee beat reporters write. We'll get some audio from Boone and some of the players as well. But yeah, really, this is a night I want to hear from the Yankee fan. How you feeling? What are you thinking? I jokingly said you go from the June swoon to July you cry. There's been a lot of Yankee tears this month. And, you know, we want these guys to lock in and play better. And I think some new energy in the clubhouse with Ryan McMahon, some new energy soon to come with some new relievers. And hey, somebody's got to go. I've been saying that this roster is clunky as hell. Somebody's going to get sent away that you might not be thinking about, and that will shake the room, and that's necessary. That's necessary. There is no giving up, as I already see, you know, calls coming in, sell at the deadline. Yankees aren't making the postseason. No. It's July 25th. July 31st is the trade deadline. They have to continue to make moves to shore up this team. There's enough talent on this team, enough hitters on this team. You can never have enough pitching. Get us some bullpen help, maybe get us another starter, and then let's see what happens. If they end up being a wild card team, so be it. Maybe they got to get hot from the wild card spot. I know it's tough for fans to think about the fact that the Yankees had a 7.5 game lead in first place, and now we find ourselves 5.5 back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Add WFAN to your contacts to talk New York sports with us at 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Wakanda! Welcome!
The big shot of the night is brought to you by WFAN and me, Keith McPherson. Bright lights in the big city, but we got to leave New York to find the big shot of the night. Now, this one is historic. This one, I don't know if we've ever seen this. Nick Kurtz from the Oakland, Sacramento, soon-to-be Las Vegas A's had a historic night. This guy went 6-for-6 with 4 homers, 8 ribbies, 19 total bases. If you had him in your parlay, he cleared. Imagine putting together a ridiculous parlay and putting a dollar on it. That's why I don't bet anymore. Whenever I see stuff like this, I'm like, oh, what? I just saw something recently about how Brent Rooker has smoked so many people's parlays betting on him. But hey, put your money on Nick Kurtz. One of the greatest offensive games in MLB history. Everybody's talking about it on baseball Twitter. 19 total bases ties the MLB record set by Sean Green on May 23rd, 2002. Every baseball fan that was old enough remembers that day. This kid just went crazy. Jeff Passan writes, never in baseball's 150-year history has a player finished a game with at least 6 hits, 6 runs, 8 ribbies until Nick Kurtz tonight. His 19 total bases tie Sean Green's single-game record, and Kurtz had 1 more ribby. There's a genuine argument. This is the best game ever. And he did it against the Houston Astros. So good for him. That's crazy. I'm looking at the highlights now. Sometimes you were just on one. Sometimes you were just seeing a beach ball coming at you. And this guy, no matter what they threw, they should have stopped pitching to him. He was on it. So that's your big shot of the night. I don't like giving it out to losers. The Yankees lose again. And I don't know. I have a different feeling about this one. Because you know what? And let me say this too, because, you know, now we're getting to the point where, I don't know, I feel like people are being critical of me. Like, I love the team, bro. I think I started my show the other night. I'm like, man, like, I got to wear this stuff. When they embarrass themselves, they embarrass a lot of us. A lot of us just have the Yankees as, like, you know, 50% of our personality, our brand, our whole being. Like, you know, anybody that knows us, that, you know, these diehard Yankee fans, there's so many of us. Anybody that knows you knows, like, you're feeling some type of way when the Yankees lose like this. But, you know, it's not, you know, it's baseball. You're going to lose, and it's not how you lose, or it's not that you lose, it's how you lose. And tonight was a game that just, like, got away from itself at the end late, and you point to the bullpen, and it's not a surprise. It's not something we didn't know. I'm not confident. Who's in your circle of trust? Tim Hill, Luke Weaver's, like, he's 1 foot in right now. Ian Hamilton's not really in the circle of trust. He's here, but he's not dominant. Devin Williams, you're not going to see Devin Williams in a game like that. Scott Efros, no, he's gone. Tim Hill, he's just overused, man. You know, he's been overworked. So, you know, with the Yankees, I was ready to come in today and say, hey, you know, you get a win like that, everybody loves you. You perform, you don't got to hear it, you know. You win and everybody's happy. You execute, you play clean baseball, and nah, didn't happen. We get embarrassed again, and these Philly fans are heading back down the turnpike to South Jersey, and they're laughing and enjoying themselves because they got to see Kyle Schwarber and Trey Turner and JT Realmuto and these guys do their thing in Yankee Stadium. And then there's the Yankee fans like, hey, we should have had Kyle Schwarber. That conversation's coming up. We should have had these guys. How come we didn't go after Trey Turner? Bryce Harper wanted to be a Yankee. Bryce Harper was 0-for-4 today. But anyway, let's hear from the fans that call the fan to talk about the New York Yankees. Tony's in the Bronx. Stadium's way clear now. What's up, Tony?
Keith, what's going on?
You know, just trying to not doom and gloom and mope around, walk around work like a loser.
Come on now. Are you kidding me? I mean, so I'm calling in to tell you that we're not even going to make the postseason with this team, so I'm a loser, and I'm doom and gloom?
No,
are you kidding
not
me?
You.
Even
me,
my wife.
Me.
Listen to me.
I can't do
my
it anymore.
My wife is a nurse, and she's like, they're done. They're done, sweetheart. Wow. I says, I know. I told you. And so we're doom and gloom. And so we're like losers. Are you kidding? It's the losers of the Yanks, Keith. That's who the losers are. So if we can get that straight, then, I mean, we can have a normal conversation. How's that?
Let's continue. The Yankees are the losers, and we are just the paying customers, and we deserve better.
Keith, let me tell you, I agree with you. We didn't give anything up for McMahon. I agree with you. 217 is better than 165 or whatever.
140, yeah.
Was giving us. I agree with you. I agree with you wholeheartedly. I'll take that, you know. And I didn't want Suarez anyways, you know. But the thing is, okay, so we did a little upgrade on that. Like 10 runs. 10 runs for this bullpen. I mean, who's bringing in here? Nelly, and we're bringing the rest of the 90s old team. This team is done, and it's going to keep going up. Where's the accountability? Keith, I told you last week and the week before, where's the accountability with Booney? There is no accountability with Booney, okay? So we can keep going.
Behind closed doors, there is, Tony. You don't know what they're saying behind closed doors, Tony. He's holding everybody accountable.
But I know what they're showing us on the field. I don't care what's going on behind closed doors. Can you show some of the field? And now you got Goldie with errors? Oh, my goodness sake. I mean, I'm surprised they didn't throw Volpe's bobblehead in the field. You know, and I was, my wife and I were talking about that.
No, that's a sweet bobblehead. I got mine right here. It's got, it's got him sliding. Thanks for the call, Tony. It's got Volpe sliding, and he's even got a little fade. His hair looks good. And, of course, the helmet is coming off, and it's got this little, spring. For the helmet, I actually haven't opened it. I'm going to open it right now for the live stream so you guys can see. I mean, at least I got my bobblehead. You know I'm good for that. My bobblehead collection is nice. Oh, yeah. Look at this. You know, look on the bright side of things. 47,000 plus 18,000 got themselves an Anthony Volpe sliding bobblehead. That's a nice bobblehead. That's one, I got to put that one up right away. Because the rest of them, they're either just, in a batting stance or whatever. This is different. This is different. But, yeah, I hear you guys. I'm just not going to end my Friday night on a negative note. I mean, before you know it, we'll be talking about the Mets, the make-it-happen Mets, 6-1. They're doing it. Yup. They didn't want to root for the Yankees to beat the Phillies, but they're handling their business in San Francisco, so... I don't know what to tell you guys, man. I'm not quitting on the season. The deadline approaches. That was not a great outing tonight, but it wasn't piss poor. It wasn't them throwing up on themselves completely. They were in the game for 7 innings. They battled back. They rallied. That was a fun game until it wasn't. 888-808-1019. AJ is in Port Chester on the Fan, and AJ knows that Aaron Boone holds everybody accountable. We just don't see it on Yes Network.
What's going on, Keith? Thanks for taking the call.
You got it. What's up, man?
Man. I mean, watching the Phillies, I know that they had a great game tonight, but it reminds me of the Yankees when I was younger. The early 2000s, mid-2000s team, they just got those grinders, and there's guys listen, I don't want to get into the whole Harper should be a Yankee thing. That's something I believe in, but I'm a big Cashman guy.
They're tough, man. They got a good team. They got a good team. They have a lot of good players 100%. In that lineup.
I mean, in terms of Boone, I know it's not all on him. I'm not going to sit here and just crush him, but at the same time, how long are they going to give this guy? They gave Torrey, 12 years. They gave Girardi, maybe 9 years. I mean, I know things have changed a lot. We tore down the stadium. That's a whole other thing. George is gone. Bob Shepard's gone. It's a whole different regime now. And I feel like it's just so status quo. And it's just they want to be in the hunt every year. You know, it's a crapshoot in the playoffs type thing. Like, it's not the Yankees. And I just...
It's this, like, is this what, version
when,
of the
when
Yankees.
When are they going to make a change?
It's the 2025 and 2026 and 2027, because that is the 2-year contract extension Aaron Boone signed. It is this modern day version of the Yankees. We got to let go of the past. It sucks. It sucks because, like,
but
it makes
long,
me feel like I'm old now. It makes me feel like I'm like I grew up.
I know, me too, man.
I left Never Neverland. I learned a lot of things. I think back to my childhood. People were talking about this Ryan McMahon deal is like the Yankees getting Scott Brosius. No, it's not. But fingers crossed. Fingers crossed. Thanks for the call, AJ. Yeah, you know, these are Aaron Boone and Aaron Judge's Yankees. This is what it is. I think I talked a couple nights ago, last night. I said, remember, was it 2021? Or 2020 when Aaron Boone said the league has closed the gap on us? It's like, not just now. Like, we're going on 16 years since you've been able to win a chip. There's a lot of teams that were able to win in that time. There's a lot of teams that don't fear the Yankees like they once did. When we were younger, it was like, hey, you step into Yankee Stadium, you got to deal with those guys and the fans. It's going to be a long night. You step into Yankee Stadium, they're never out of any game. You step into Yankee Stadium, you're not putting up double-digit runs. Bro, how many nights have I been in there where, you know, you're watching people get out of Dodge. Next thing you know, you're in the car listening, and it's 12-5, and it sucks. That's baseball. Like I said, I hope that it is so loud that they make moves for, I don't know, give me Johan Duran tomorrow. You know, in the chat, they're throwing out names. You know, people are kind of losing faith. Nicholas says, what's up, Keith? Bullpen is an absolute train wreck. There may be no fixing this mess. The only way to fix this would be to get Emmanuel Clase and Cade Smith. And to get Emmanuel Clase and Cade Smith from the Cleveland Guardians, you got to send Dominguez or Spencer Jones or Ben Rice. And I don't expect that to happen. Nicholas also said the Yankees bullpen is now the 8th worst in Major League Baseball with a 4.28 ERA. I'm gonna take your word for it. And I'm gonna go look that up right now. I mean, I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it at all. Robbie's in Lennox on the fan. What's up, Robbie? Uh-oh, Robbie, you went to bed off that already? You asleep already? It's like a little bit after 11:30, my boy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles.
Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The Immersive Cult Classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
No way, Robbie. I put Robbie on hold. We're grown men out here. The game just ended like an hour and a half ago. I know in California, Mark is awake. It's 8:37 over there.
No, I'm awake. I'm wide awake. So V-Bus is obviously going to be option to AAA to make room for McMahon.
Him and Scott Efrost, it's already done. I don't know who else is coming up.
Efrost.
To pitch.
Thanks, bro. He stinks, bro.
Yeah, he was a trade deadline acquisition in 2022.
I was so happy on him, dude. And then he got injured, and then we didn't see him for a while.
Cooked.
He came back. He's kind of nice. And then all of a sudden, he's injured again. And you're like, what the hell? But I think he's allowed, like, I think 6 runs in his last 2 appearances. That was like 6 runs
he's
or something
cooked,
like that.
Bro. They might as well send him anywhere.
And you want to know something else? Man, I'm even going to go out on a limb here and say this is crazy because I was telling my buddy this. The Yankees have 0 reliable bullpen arms. Right now, at this time, at 8:37 on a Friday, they have 0 reliable. And guess what? They haven't had a single guy who's been reliable for the last 2 months. Like, it's been, like, even today's game, you look, he's 6'5". He cuts it 6'5". And who does he bring in? Freaking Ian Hamilton, who hasn't pitched in 4 days. Like, what are you? The Yankees are so close, and then it just implodes. It's like that to me, and I've been saying this, you know I'm big on Boone. That's the reason why he should be fired, because he doesn't know how to put
who else is he gonna get though? Who else is he gonna go to? You wanna go to Devin Williams? Devin Williams is only gonna pitch in the ninth. Like there's nobody else.
He put Weaver and Hill in a 5th and 6th spot. Like that's not even their spot. Like
I know some people were saying they should have let Will Warren go a little bit longer. He's a young guy.
Absolutely.
He got up to 89 pitches. It is what it is. They made the decision to go to Tim Hill. Tim Hill gets the out, but then Tim Hill immediately gets in trouble coming back out in the next inning. And before it got too crazy, they went to Luke Weaver.
And you want to know like why I'm so critical on Boone? Because last year we saw, in my opinion, a game one debacle in the World Series with Nestor Cortez. The debacle of whatever anybody wants to say. The debacle in game 5 as probably the worst inning in MLB history of any professional like sporting event you've ever seen. Just absolute implosion in that World Series. And this year you're seeing the Yankees are just sloppy again. And after that World Series, every Yankee fan, including you yourself and me as well, said, this needs to get cleaned up. Like, we need to clean this up to be a better team moving forward. And you're seeing just, it's just time.
We need Fernando Cruz to come back.
That's it.
Mark Leiter Jr. I'm actually asking for Mark Leiter Jr. to come back right now.
But guess what? Like, Cashman's big move for the pitching is going to be like, don't worry, guys. Luis Hill's coming back. Like, that's going to be his big move. And I'm like, no.
Yeah, he's probably another rehab start away from joining the rotation. And then Cam Schlittler can go to the bullpen, throwing 100 miles an hour. That'll help.
I would want him. The thing is I would want Schlittler to be used. Right now, his value is sky high, right? Like, you need to trade him right now. Like, I understand you
okay.
want.
And if you could trade him to go get a Yoan Duran, if you could trade him to get Ryan Helsley, if you could trade him to, then I'm down for that, too.
They need, like, 2 bullpen arms, man, or, like, at least
a At least 2. I'm looking for 3 at this point, because who do you trust?
Dude.
We need options, man. We have 1 lefty, and the rest of these guys are suspect as hell. Loaiza cooked. I don't need to see Scott Efrost for the rest of the year.
Horrible. And the thing about Loaiza, it's not his fault. It's just Boone is putting him in high leverage situations, and he just can't
get.
It is his fault. He's not the same guy, and like he's batting practice. So yeah, we're just in a bad spot right now with that bullpen, Mark. Thanks for the call. 888-808-1019. You know, I hate the hangover that we're stuck in from the World Series loss. It sucks. It is terrible. We can't shake it. And every time they throw the ball around, it reminds you. Every time the bullpen, I don't know. You guys wanted to keep Tommy Canley? Tommy Canley's all right this year. He had to go after he walked everybody in game five. I don't know, man. I don't have the answers. I'm hoping that I get the alert with the answers. Go get the best relievers on the market. Up the ante. I don't know what it takes. Don't be outbid. You know, go get the best available arms that you can get. I saw the Mets go out there earlier today and get Gregory Soto, left-handed pitcher from the Orioles. Obviously, the Orioles weren't going to send him to the Yankees. Would have been a nice addition. But the Orioles aren't helping us out. And supposedly, Stearns have been working on that for weeks. It's going to get thick here. There's a lot of teams looking for bullpen help. There's a lot of teams that need bullpen repair. And I told you guys, there's the Cashman tax, just the cost of doing business with Brian Cashman. There are 29 teams versus the New York Yankees. They're not trying to help. The Rockies, they're like, yeah, whatever. We've dealt with you guys plenty. And we know you guys have been checking on this guy for 2 years. So here you go. Give us some arms. We're miserable anyway. Actually, the Rockies started playing a little bit better, but they're still the Rockies. And yeah, man, I don't know. Where I'm at is this bullpen tonight. They used Weaver. They used Hill, Weaver, and Hamilton. Tomorrow with Stroman, how deep in the game is Stroman going to go against this lineup? Hill threw 18 pitches, Weaver threw 16, Hamilton threw 19. I think they're all out tomorrow. But then who else is there? You know what? I know why this happened. It was on Apple TV. They didn't show us the bullpen budget. No bullpen budget. We don't know what's going on out there. Mario, Long Beach, next on the Fan. What's up, man?
Crazy. But I'm glad you're not too nuts today. So I'm going to turn you off.
I have fun, man. I have fun out there until I have fun until Schwarber hit that eighth inning home run, and I'm like, I got to go to work. See you guys later. And then I'm in the car, and I'm like, wait, what is happening? Oh no, they're opening up a can of whoop ass on us. This is going to look bad. Yeah.
I got a positive, something positive that I like out of the Yankees. I think it would be nice to hear.
Sure.
Number one, Stanton is starting to swing the bat really good.
Yeah, he was worrying me with his first couple at bats, but then he got that homer. I'm like, that's what he's supposed to do. There it is. He had two Ks, and then he had that shot into the bullpen.
What's he hitting since he's back? Is he over 300? I think he's pretty high.
270 and 862 OPS. I'm not mad at Stan, man. I'm not mad at Stan.
Yeah, and another thing that I noticed that I really, really think that's going to be good, Keith, especially for the playoffs, Rodon. Rodon, he's changed his mannerisms in terms of, know, where he'd fall apart. Like
he's worked on it. He's controlled his emotions, his body language, and he's been able to overcome some things, yes. Somebody must have worked with him. Can we give credit to the Yankees for that? I don't know if it was a mental health coach. I don't know if it was Boone. I don't know if it was Matt Blake. But, like, that was a number one thing that he needed to fix, and he's fixed it.
Yeah, and what I like, too, is that inning where there was two errors against him, he fought out of that inning. You know, there was two errors. He could have really – that would have been tough on anybody. And then after the inning was over, he was in – the dugout trying to pump up the whole team. He was yelling at everybody, come on, let's go, let's go, let's go.
And I asked the other day, who is the rah-rah guy? Who's the guy that yells? Who's the guy that, like, you know, you hear him raise his voice? I guess it's Rodon. And, I mean, it's his third year here. He's an all-star. He's earned that right. Somebody's got to do it. It ain't going to be Judge.
Yeah, maybe we have to temper our expectations or change our expectations and think maybe he can do it. Everybody says, "Oh, and I don't trust him in a big spot." Everybody says that. I'm not really sure. Maybe that's a little different this year.
2 weeks ago, that Cubs game, I was at that game, and the version of Rodon that came out for that Cubs game made me feel like he could do it. Yes, we do need to change our tune a little bit and believe in the guy. I felt like that tonight with Volpe. Thanks for the call, Mario. Some of you guys are the worst. I don't know how you show up there wearing pinstripes and then you root against anybody in the pinstripes. on Volpe's bobblehead day. I'm telling people, hey, knock it off. Support the guy. Do you want to win? You know, I just don't get that, man. And then even with, like, the whoever comes out of the bullpen, it's always, woe is me. Oh, no, here we go. I don't know. But I guess they've given you reason to feel that way. I guess, you have plenty of reason to feel a lack of confidence, no hope, feel like here we go again. It's the same old, same old. But I don't know. I go there in full Yankee gear. I got two Yankee logos on my left sock, two Yankee logos on my right sock, Yankee logo on my shorts, New York across my chest, Yankee logo on my headband. I go in there yelling and screaming from roll call to when I actually get, I got to get out of there to come here in the eighth inning. And I'm trying to, root for the home team. I'm trying to will us to victory. I'm trying to help. And I'm always rooting for whoever's in the pinstripes. Every at bat, in the outfield, in the infield, whoever's on the mound behind the plate. It's unfortunate. New York Post Sports writes, when Fernando Cruz went down with his injury on June 27th, the Yankees bullpen had the seventh best ERA at 3.45. Since then, it's been the worst with a 7.13 ERA. It is loud. They are screaming, send bullpen help ASAP. We can't continue on this way. Save us. Help us. Is help on the way? We gotta call the National Guard. 888-808-1019. The Yankees are also under 500 since May. So when I talk about the Boone June swoon, get to July and you cry. Yeah, well, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you guys. See you at the ballpark Sunday. I'm taking tomorrow off. I'm like the pitching matchup, and it's baseball, right? Anything could happen. Stroman was great in Atlanta. Let's hope that he can piggyback off that. Atlanta's got good hitters, and that's on the road. Let's hope. Hopefully, you guys pick him up because these players hear it too, man. The moaning and groaning, and we're there. That's 47,000 people, and I don't know. Let's say 7,000 Phillies fans. Got to pick these guys up. They're at home. We got to create a home field advantage. And like I said, that game was fun until it was not. That game was in reach multiple times. They had the lead. They rallied. They came back until it got away at the end with the bullpen. And now you kind of just scratch your head about, like, yo, who's throwing tomorrow? And, like, can they trade for somebody tonight? Make a trade tonight to have somebody here tomorrow morning. I don't care about all the rumors about O'Neal Cruz or Brendan Donovan or what. Like, we need pitching, bro. Whatever you have to do, Brian Cashman, to get the best, like, start at the top. Don't difference makers. Don't go get these random ass guys like we've seen over the years. What was the guy's name? Kenyon Middleton a couple years ago. Like, who, bro? Like, go get us some guys that we can be like, oh, this guy's nasty. Oh, this guy gives up nada. Yeah, we can go and, like, stack the deck. You know, historically, the Yankees bullpen is something that we have faith in, right? Cashman builds a good bullpen, and, we can hang our hat on, like, the bullpen being a strength. But you know what? Injuries happen. Guys like Loaisiga come back. They're not what they were. Ian Hamilton is not what he was from the time he got hurt in the postseason last year. Tim Hill is just overworked, overused. His arm should be hanging off. It already is hanging off when he's hanging off the left side of the mound. Luke Weaver's not the same, but, like, not for nothing, bro. You're reminded that, like, Luke Weaver, how do we acquire Luke Weaver? And I'm not knocking Luke because I like his personality, his story, and what he became. But, man, go out there and get the best. Go out there and get us two, like, elite relievers. You have the offense, right? And, again, that's another thing. As I'm talking to people in there, oh, Ryan McMahon, did you look up his numbers? Yeah, I'm on Twitter all day. People are sending me this stuff. I'm muting conversations. I'm like, I don't care. They actually got a third baseman that's a gold glove finalist every year. Have you seen him play? You've seen him play against the Yankees. He's going to help Volpe on the left side. He's going to clean up the defense that pains us. And in Yankee Stadium, that left-handed bat, hopefully he can hit some short porch homers, use that to his advantage. And he's not going to be batting fifth in the lineup. He's going to be batting seventh or eighth. And the offense isn't the issue. They can score runs. The offense isn't the issue. You know, they hit home runs. They just didn't have anybody on. That's what's really bothering me now, too. It's like they are literally the Bronx Bombers. It's home run or nothing. Judge added on a sack fly. But go back. Go back and look at yourself. From Toronto to this first game of the series, it's like, damn, the Yankees don't score unless they hit the ball out of the ballpark. That's not a recipe for success either. Got to have some small ball. Got to have just some other ways. Maybe Ryan McMahon can put bat to ball. I know the numbers tell you no. He's going to strike out. The numbers tell you that. On the road, he's terrible. But, you know, he's going on the road. He's got to face the Dodgers in Chavez Ravine. And he's got to go to Petco Park and face the Padres and the Giants. And I just think it's going to be a good change of scenery for him. I think he's the type of guy that, like, you know, he's a good player. He's probably going through the motions half the time with the Rockies because they don't stand the chance. Now he gets to join a team that was in the World Series last year. And I know, last year is over. But, like, you know, fingers crossed for Ryan McMahon to be a plus, which I think he's obviously going to be a plus over Peraza. And, hey, shout out to Peraza Palooza one more time. We had one more time with Peraza tonight. He had a knock, stolen base. I don't know. I just heard the post game. They're like, you know, maybe Peraza stays to back up Volpe and be the backup shortstop to maybe give him some rest days. I don't know, man. Trade whoever to get this bullpen right. Anthony's in Brooklyn on the fan before we get to the break. Ant, what's up, man? You got it.
Hey, Keith, real quick. I mean, before I get to my point, you know, I drive an 18-wheeler, so I always look forward to hearing you after the game or whoever's on. But can that postgame be any longer? Oh, my goodness. Just going through it. Well, he tries to be funny. He's a nice guy, but, oh, my, you know, I got to relive the whole, you know, I listen to the whole game.
Especially after you. Especially right. Night like now, tonight, getting to the ninth inning.
Oh, I know. But, you know, the point I wanted to make is, you know, we've had Dominguez in the Yankee system since he was 16. I don't think he's ever going to learn how to play the field if he doesn't know now. Trade him. Get some good bullpen, because I really think you can, because there's a lot of teams that look at him and think of the potential, and I really think you could shore up the bullpen if you trade him, but
I'm fine with it, because, you know, Spencer Jones is knocking on the door, too, so it's like, hey, if you need a fourth outfielder, go ahead, but there's some people screaming, no way, you don't trade Dominguez yet, he's young, he's still developing, but it's like, your point you just made, he's been in this Yankee system since he was 16. And there's a lot of people that tell you it don't matter if you move him to center field, left field or center field. He just doesn't have the instincts. He doesn't make the right first step. He doesn't get the right jump on the ball. Man, that play in Toronto, it's like, come on, man. Come on, man. We've been going through this since we saw you in spring training.
He's too busy trying not to look bad, and that's what hurts him. You know, he goes, runs into the corner, and he's afraid the ball's going to get by him or – So, no, yeah. I totally agree with you. Thank you.
We don't have time for it. Thanks for the call, Anthony. We're trying to win now. This is another year of Aaron Judge's prime. This is another year that the Yankees are supposed to be able to get back to the World Series in a weaker American League, which I don't believe the American League is weaker or weak. It was weak last year. But, you know, funny enough, it was weak last year, and we hang our hats on, oh, they made it to the World Series. Judge said it the other night, oh, no, this is a team that made it to the World Series last year. Okay, I watched you guys struggle in June. Watched you struggle in other parts of the summer, up and down on the roller coaster. Luckily, you got out of the gate well enough. And, you know, when it came time, you know, you've got Giancarlo Stanton, Juan Soto, Gleyber Torres, Judge. You got guys like that in your lineup against the Royals and the Guardians. You better get to the World Series. But then you get to the World Series, and, you know, some folks will tell you the run differential was so close and that, you know, maybe if that first game went different, I don't know. The Dodgers were the better team. Shohei Ohtani was hurt, but we didn't even see, like, the real Ohtani. Freddie Freeman, I don't know what they shot up in his ankle, but he turned into Superman. And, yeah, we're still living in that, you know, what happened to us in the World Series can't happen again. And it's just happening over and over again. They haven't fixed it yet. Defense and pitching was supposed to be the emphasis of this pivot. It was supposed to be, okay, this 2025 team, we're going to get pitching and defense, and we're going to lock things up. And we're still working on it. This is the last time to actually get it done right now at the trade deadline. Here comes Ryan McMahon to help with that. Get us some relievers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tact shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.